Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, November 21st. From our Capitol coverage, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke says environmental groups and previous presidential administrations are partly to blame for deadlier wildfire seasons. During a press call discussing the California wildfires, Zinke criticized environmentalists for filing lawsuits to try and stop forest thinning projects.
Everyone should recognize, certainly, that the density of dead and dying trees is higher, the density of trees is higher, and there's active forest management principles that we should use to mitigate these devastating forest fires.
Wildfires burned more than 430,000 acres in Colorado this year. It was the state's worst fire season since 2002. Early season snowfall in some parts of the Colorado River Basin have raised hopes of a drought recovery. Luke Runyon reports that optimism might be premature.
Most western streams and rivers are fed by melting Rocky Mountain snow. Last winter's record heat and dryness left large portions of the Southwest in deep drought. Reservoirs plummeted, streams dried up, and unable to feed their cattle, ranchers sold off their herds. Now, with snow returning to the Rockies, water policy analyst John Berggren says it's tempting to ask if the drought might be finished. He's with the environmental group Western Resource Advocates.
The tricky thing with drought in the West and with water supplies in the West more broadly is it's a much more long-term, slow process both to get into a drought and to get out of a drought.
So it's way too soon to say it's over. Berggren says it's also difficult to say whether a particular dry period is a short-lived drought or a sign of climate change, making the region more arid. I'm Luke Runyon.
Two members of Colorado's Democratic House delegation are adding suspense to Nancy Pelosi's quest to become Speaker. KUNC's Scott Franz has more.
Congressman Ed Perlmutter signed a letter with 15 other Democrats opposing Pelosi's bid for Speaker. And incoming Congressman Jason Crow is also in favor of new leadership. But Pelosi can count on the other half of Colorado's delegation for support. Newly elected Joe Neguse of Boulder says he will vote for Pelosi because the new House majority needs steady leadership. Pelosi also has the support of Congresswoman Diana DeGette of Denver. The House is expected to vote on Pelosi's bid next week. I'm Scott Franz.
Nearly everyone who relies on the Colorado River can agree on one thing. The foundational document that divvies up the water is flawed. But there's no consensus on how to fix it. Luke Runyon has more on whether or not the nearly century-old Colorado River Compact can, or will, ever be renegotiated.
Colorado was considered a swing state in the summer of 2008 when the late John McCain was running for president. Water issues are always top of mind for Western politicians. And that's why when Pueblo Chieftain reporter Charles Ashby got McCain on the phone, he asked him why Colorado voters should trust an Arizonan.
I thought that was relevant because he's downstream on the Colorado River, and Arizona and Nevada and California are big water users.
Because of population growth and dwindling water supplies, Senator McCain said he'd be in favor of renegotiating the Colorado River Compact.
And I knew immediately that was like a no-no. And so I said to him, you sure you want to say that? Because that won't go over well up here.
McCain doubled down. After the interview, Ashby called a few other Colorado politicians to get their reaction. Prominent Democrats and Republicans agreed that McCain was out of line. One Democratic senator went so far as to say we'd be revisiting the compact over his dead body.
Then Governor Phil Ritter said to me after that story ran, he said, Charles, that story may have delivered the state to Obama.
McCain eventually walked back his comments after getting a thorough lashing in the press. With one sentence, he had touched a raw nerve in Western water politics.
A lot of it is just the word choice, renegotiation.
Doug Kenny is a water policy expert at the University of Colorado Boulder. He says the R word tends to inflame old tensions in the watershed between states in the upper basin, like Colorado, and those in the lower basin.
I think a lot of the parties think it's scary simply because it's a little scary to negotiate when not all the parties have the same political power.
Seven U.S. states plus Mexico use the Colorado River, and there's broad consensus that the compact has a math problem. When it was signed in 1922, the agreement projected way more water than actually exists in the river. That created a huge imbalance between supply and demand that continues to today. Kenny says any talk of going back to the drawing board makes smaller states anxious.
You know, if you're in a state like Wyoming and you're sitting down at a negotiation table across from California, you know darn well that California, at any moment, if they wanted to, could just go to Congress and steamroll something through.
While scoffed at a decade ago, today Senator McCain's idea has support among some environmentalists, like Jen Pels with Wild Earth Guardians. The only way to fix the river's fundamental supply-demand problem, she says, is to go back to the beginning.
It's just like curing an illness, right? You have to get at the source.
Pels says the old agreements among the states to manage water in the West are just that. They're old and don't reflect modern realities, like climate change.
I think that is a huge problem, and I think that we don't want to have that conversation because it's hard.
Those problems are clearly on the minds of water managers now, as they negotiate new agreements to boost declining reservoirs and cut back on use in the watershed. Pels says the proposed drought contingency plans don't go far enough.
It's all like shuffling chairs on the Titanic, right? The ship is sinking still. And if you shuffle all those chairs around and you make it look pretty, it's still not going to make any difference. Like, the boat is sinking.
To ever get to a point where the Colorado River Compact was opened back up for renegotiation, you'd need the support of people like Wyoming State Engineer Pat Terrell. And right now, he is not interested.
No. I would never advocate going back to the compact.
Rather than renegotiate the document, he says water managers need to come up with new agreements that build on it and address some of the compact's bad math. But he says don't throw the whole thing out.
We have shown in the Colorado River Basin the ability to adapt, even in areas where the compact may feel constraining.
And it's that word, adaptation, that seems to be going over a lot better with Colorado River water managers than the dreaded R word. I'm Luke Runyon.
This story is part of ongoing coverage of the Colorado River, produced in partnership with public media station KUNC in Northern Colorado, with financial support by the Walton Family Foundation. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, November 21st. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.